the 21st day of the blessed month of Amshir, the commemoration of the Virgin Saint Mary, the Theotokos. The Church celebrates on this day the monthly commemoration of the Pure Lady, Saint Mary the Virgin, the Mother of God, through whom was the salvation of Adam and his offspring. May her holy intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day was the martyrdom of Saint Onesimus, the disciple of the Apostle Saint Paul. Onesimus was a slave owned by Saint Philemon, who was from the prominent Christians of Colossae. The devil enticed Onesimus' heart and led him to steal money from his master Philemon and flee to Rome. And there Onesimus heard about the Apostle Saint Paul. And he believed and repented and was baptized at the hands of the great apostle. Onesimus served with Paul as a deacon, and then Paul sent him back to Colossae. He sent him with a letter to Saint Philemon, asking Philemon to accept Onesimus no longer as a slave, but as a beloved brother in Christ. Saint Tychicus accompanied him on this journey. After Onesimus received the forgiveness of his master, he returned to Rome. According to tradition, Saint Onesimus later on became the Bishop of Berea. After the martyrdom of Saint Paul, and by the order of the emperor, they seized Saint Onesimus and exiled him to one of the islands where he taught and baptized the people. When the ruler of the island heard that, he had him scourged and ordered to break the legs of Onesimus. And so Onesimus departed and received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 920 AD, the saintly father, Pope Gabriel I, the 57th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the village of Elmaya. He became a monk in the monastery of Saint Macarius the Great. He loved solitary life and wept much while praying, asking the Lord to save him from the snares of the devil. When the fame of Gabriel's virtues became well known, he was chosen patriarch, and he was enthroned on the 21st day of Bashans in the year 909 AD. He cared a great deal for the church affairs, and the patriarchal duties did not prevent him from his own worship and asceticism. Pope Gabriel spent most of his days in the wilderness, and he fought against the flesh and the devil by increasing his fasting and watching and praying and humility. He persevered in this manner of worship, struggling and preaching for 11 years, and then departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Today also marks the departure of Saint Zacharias, Bishop of Sacca. He was the son of a scribe called John, who left his position and was chosen for the priesthood. And John raised his son Zacharias in the Orthodox faith, studying the church and secular subjects. When Zacharias grew up, the Muslim ruler El-Wazir appointed him a scribe in his cabinet. And afterwards, he agreed with a friend called Ptolemy, who was the prefect of the town of Sacca, to leave their work and go to the wilderness to become monks. And that coincided with the coming of a monk from the monastery of Saint John the Short. And so they decided to go with him to his monastery. When the ruler, El-Wazir, knew this, he prevented them. However, they left in secret, walking to the wilderness without knowing their way. They met on their way, by the will of God, a monk who took them to the monastery of Saint John, also called Yenis. When their friends heard of this, they took a letter from the governor to bring them back, but the Lord dispersed their council. As for Zacharias and his friend, they put on the garments of the monks and exerted themselves in much worship. And that was during the time of the saints Abba Gawarga, or George, and Abba Abraham, who were the best guides for them on their spiritual journey. When the Bishop of Sakha departed, the people wrote to the father, the patriarch, asking to consecrate the monk Zacharias a bishop for them. And so he brought Zacharias and ordained him against his will. This father directed his interest to visiting his flock and exhorting and teaching them. He wrote many commentaries, exhortations, sermons, and discourses. He remained on the bishop throne for 30 years and then departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.